Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Love. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the bonus episode of Give Them Lala. I have my brain and have my heart. Easton Birmingham and Jessica Walta.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm excited about today's podcast, but before we jump into it, I just got word from producer John that Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner have started a podcast together about sports. What an odd pairing, but a little bit here for it.
Didn't they get along pretty well when he was with Chloe?
Chloe?
Yeah.
Did they? I don't know, because I didn't really watch Keeping Up.
I think they did. Immediately, I gasped. I was like, whoa, that's wild. But now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were closer.
It's just weird that they're both talking about sports. I find it weird.
Why? Caitlyn Jenner is a...
Olympic.
Yeah, medalist. Gold medal winner.
Be like, I feel like it's the perfect pairing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He can talk about...
Lamar Odom talking about sports. It's just crazy that the only thing that I've ever seen of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is Caitlyn flying RC cars and planes.
I feel like Caitlyn Jenner just was running around, like, doing dad stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, she was a very hands-on dad.
Yeah.
So now I think it makes sense.
It makes sense.
You're like the ultimate athlete if you've won Olympic gold medals.
Yes. I wonder the sports they're going, are they going to do all the sports? Obviously, basketball, obviously.
Covering the Olympics that are coming up soon. Right? Aren't they coming up soon? The Summer Olympics?
That's probably the reason why they maybe have started it. That's a pretty good kick right here.
That's a great kickoff.
I wonder how the Kardashian family feels about it.
I don't think they give a shit.
They're never going to tell us.
No.
They're so buttoned up.
We'll never know. Or, you know what, more importantly, is Kendall and Kylie. Because that is still, Caitlyn's still their dad. So I'm interested, I guess. Am I? I don't know.
I don't know that I'm interested in listening.
Right now. When we leave here, I won't be that interested anymore.
I'm interested in the fact that it's happening. Will I be tuning in? I only listen to the Give Them Lala podcast.
Same.
And Dateline. Okay, Jessica.
Yes.
What is our topic for today? And I hope we got lots of write-ins.
Yes, very interesting write-ins. So our prompt for today, you guys, which you can find on the Give Them Lala podcast Instagram. And, well, it's Give Them Lala Pod. But we post them a lot. You guys write in. And then we read this as part of the bonus episode. It is, how will you know when you have, quote, made it, unquote?
Oh, this is such a good question. And also so hard, because I feel like there's so many different points of, like, when you know you've made it. Right? Mm-hmm.
I have a specific list. How do you guys, you sound like you have... Like, do you feel like you've made it?
Okay, so Stassi has this app, My Human Design. And she basically, it's like the first thing she asks people is like, what's your human design? You can be a manifester, a projector. There's like a bunch of others. And so she said, I am a projector.
You or her?
Me.
Okay.
I was going to say you were... What do you do?
Manifester,
yeah.
So it's deeper than that. It's deeper when you look into, like, I manifest, but my human design is projector. And so, and I also project after my trauma. I project a lot. I manifest, project, I do all the things. But as far as human design, I'm a projector in the sense that there's a piece of that design that I feel at peace and know I'm on the right path when I have success. So what does success mean? When I look at something and I say that was successful for me, I like knowing that my income is a coming. We all do. It takes a lot of stress off. But like my mother, for example, when she thought about what she wanted to do with her life, she worked at the dental office as a receptionist because they only worked 4 days a week.
That was okay? her goal.
That was her goal. And she's very into like numbers and saving, and like she's very smart with money. But to talk to her, she's not like, I want millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah.
And I want to fly on private jets and have the nicest of nicest cars. It's just like, she doesn't care. She is very grounded. So I don't really know. I sound really shitty when I say how what? I know I've made it.
Well, why don't we just be honest and then, because I honest think your cut. Authenticity is going to be great.
Okay.
I found out that a lot of people like it when you're more authentic.
Yeah.
Well, people really have a strong opinion about me. They either love me or really don't like me because I don't have time to be a calculated motherfucker because I just talk.
Yeah. So
I find that I have made it. I do not feel like I have made it yet.
You don't?
No. I feel very proud of where I am. And there's a lot of things that I've done in my life that I'm proud of. I don't know that I'll ever feel that I have made it. I want big, extravagant things. That's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I want to be happy, but I feel like we're there. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. We're healthy. So the overall, what do you want out of life? I want to be happy and I want to be healthy and I want people around me to be happy and healthy. But as far as when have you made it? When I can say I'm flying to Italy private and staying in a villa and I don't give a fuck how much it costs and I'm taking all my friends.
That's an answer. Okay.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
That's a yes. That's your honest answer. That's great.
When I don't have to think about it.
Okay. Finances. When you don't have to think about your finances.
Yeah, no, correct. Not even. Yeah. Just financial
which you
freedom.
Always have to do. Everyone is always on a budget no matter what. But when I can say we're going here at this time because I need a getaway, book the hotel that I want. Someone fuel the jet and charter it and call the company. This is what I want on the jet. Let's invite Tom, Dick, and Harry and Tom's Harry Dick and tell him not to worry about it because I'm fronting the bill. That's what I know I made it.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
That's a lot of answers, by the way. That's so many people's answers.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel like I took a giant shit again.
Well, there you go.
I'm just the pure
just being
living
your authentic
in the truth.
Self. Look at that.
As you should.
When do you think you've made it, TT?
I don't know. I mean, I said
well,
it when
that's a fun answer.
Like you said, like there's things like yes, I do want to pay for the jet, the villa, and all of those things, but I don't know if I, because to me, you've made it.
Mm.
You want more, but like you've made it. So like that's for me, like in a happy standpoint, like for me right now, like I don't feel like I've made it. I feel like I'm on a good path thanks to the people around me and putting me in the position to succeed.
But you also have to take credit at some point for where you are and what you do in life.
And that's where I'm getting is I am starting to take credit for little things that I've done because what I've done has kept me here and it's not just I'm here. So
right,
those
that
are
makes sense.
And so now I'm to the point of I'm getting close to where I feel like I will make it. I'm happy. I'm very happy. But I want more, but I feel like I've made it. Like I have amazing friends, family. There's nothing that I can look at where I'm like, damn, I haven't made it. You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, we all want to pay for the things, but like that to me, like, isn't you made it?
That actually,
me, you made it. You've
that
made
actually,
it.
I do understand what you're saying. So I don't know that I'll ever feel like I've made it because okay, once you can charter the jets, well, then you're like, I'm the type of person where I'm like, all right, we've accomplished it. Let's move on to the next. Well, now I want to own my own jet. So now I got to get to a point where we're making so much money that you can afford $150 million on an aircraft. So but I don't want people to take that as nothing is ever enough. Mm-hmm. Because I feel happy.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy setting goals and accomplishing them.
And the one thing that I got from all of that was you wanting to do it for people. That's what I got. When you're bringing Tom's hairy dick and shit.
Yeah.
That's where it's just like, you don't care for it for you. It's the giving back that's huge too, that I caught.
If I could afford to make it so that all my friends didn't have to work and they could
just
all
payroll.
And you put them on payroll and they could just like, we could all create and do all that shit together.
That's when you made
it. You have to be with me all the time.
See? Okay. That's when I made it. That's when I'll say I made it. When I'm with everybody that I'm I love my friends, my family, and we're just doing, we're just creating in a room and nothing else matters. That's right. When I can look and be, all right, I made it.
Like, we're all eating good. Bills are
we're
paid.
Not worried about money. I don't care where I'm living, what it is. I'm not saying I need a home that's 10,000 square feet and X amount. Like, I can live in a one-bedroom apartment and I can still look and go, I made it.
Yeah.
Because I feel very happy and things like that. But that is one thing that I do when I will make it.
Yeah.
Homies on payroll. That's a make it.
That is a make it. Homies on payroll. I made a new friend. Add him to the payroll.
So that's my make it.
I mean, you both sound like you're saying the same thing, where at the end of the day, the overall is you've made it when you can enjoy life with the people you love and not have to worry about
anything else.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah, money is when you know you've
made it. I mean, when you have a shitload of money, that's when you made it. As shitty as it sounds, fucking money.
Why? It's not shitty, though. That's the truth. I'm like, when people say, you say it all the time, people are like, money can't buy you happiness. Well, tell that to someone with no money who's stressed all the time and can't pay their bills.
True.
And like.
No, it's so true.
I'm sure they'd be a lot happier.
If they had some money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
if minimum wage was upped a bit, because I'm out in these streets working my ass off.
Yes, and no time for people.
No, exactly. Yes. But if you're a rich person and miserable, then like something's on you. But like, we're happy over here.
Yeah.
We're so happy.
What about you, Jess?
I had a specific list for a while, and then literally 2 weeks ago in therapy, my therapist pressed me on the list, and she was like, because I was like, I'm someone who I know when I've made it. And this was my list. I said, when I feel comfortable financially, like in my bank account, where if my family or friends needed help, I'd say, what do you need? I got you.
Okay.
And always back to money.
I know.
Well, root of all evil.
Yes. I said, when I can have a couple, or when I can have a house that I'm comfortable in with my family, Kyle, a child, don't have to worry about paying for schools, and then some investment properties,
money again.
Yes, money.
Money.
And
we
then
like money.
I said my third was always when I'm can every day do something that fulfills me to make the money, but that I think is going to change the world,
I like
change
that.
People. Like, it's the purpose thing that we talked about.
When if I'm on my deathbed and things like that, it's like, did I leave something for that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. It's
same thing.
So I'm still there, but I think my therapist she just pressed me on specifics, and she was like an amount. Give me an amount about like your bank account, and give me a investment properties. How many? And she was like, okay, so you think you're going to have one house and you're not going to want another one eventually? And I was like, no, you're right. Like, you're pressing me on these things. She's like, what about for your parents when they're old? And I'm like, you're so right. So it's hard when I'm saying I made it with things, because that's true. I think you get to a certain point, but then, like you said, you can say, oh, I've made it. But then it's like, what's next? So I don't know. It's weird.
But I think making it and accomplishing happiness are very different things.
They are. Yeah. Or are they supposed to be the same? Like, are people like us supposed to be like?
I really want to see what other people are saying to see how
too.
Big of
yeah,
a piece of shit
light.
We are.
No. It's literally the first one I'm seeing when I'm as rich as the Kardashians, crying laughing face.
Amen, bitch.
Amen.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress No Glue Manis and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
These are really sweet, though. When I'm able to not panic that I've got enough money for rent. Smiley face.
See? Shout out them. I get you.
There
we've all
is.
Been there. We've all been there. Been there. We have all been there.
Yeah.
This too shall pass. Remember that though.
And I'll just so you guys have an idea, I'll go on to the other ones. But when I don't have to save money from savings, take money from savings to pay bills. So it's all when I can live comfortably without worrying about paying bills, when I'm not living check to check. Like it's all
money.
Which is like, but it's money. It's so much deeper. We just want time and we don't have time when we have to work our asses off to afford living. And it's a very
that financial
weird,
freedom.
Yes, it's a very weird thing. But let me move on to the other ones because it's all money, money, money. Well, and this.
But it's so just true. A fact of life. Like if I want to go and enjoy my friends and I want to do something fun, how can I do that? I can go miniature golfing. I could go to a movie. But like my mom said, all these things cost money. Let's say we don't go out. Well, guess what? Now I'm sitting home and I'm turning the lights on and I'm using my gas and all of that still contributes to somewhere someone's billing me. Mm-hmm. Someone's right. billing me for something, whether it's the takeout, whether it's the lights being on longer than they would be.
Being on.
The stove being on. So really what people are saying is when I get to go enjoy my life and Uncle Sam or whoever the fuck isn't banging, you need to pay me for those 12 breaths you took yesterday.
Because really,
you only paid for $175,000, but you took 12 extra. Literally, and living in LA is a real bitch.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you need to go get groceries or you need to run into the post office. Well, you need to pay for parking and you need to do X, Y, and Z. It's a lot of fucking shit that they are charging us for.
Yes.
I'd be hoofing it.
Yes.
I'd be hoofing it.
Like,
free.
Of course, most of us want to travel with the ones we love and see the world and, like, live the. Of course, we want to do that. Well, of course, we want to buy houses and own land and, like, but we've got to work. It's a weird country. It's a weird world.
And just to, like, hear them and they're, like, taking money from savings to pay bills and all of that. Like, I can put myself in there because you wake up and you can't have a good day. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you think about. And now the human that you are is buried under the problems that you have.
Yeah.
So now you're not even seeing the authentic person because of these bills that are going on. So no, money is really, you see a lot of people and who they truly are when they have money too. You can see if they're a piece of shit or if they're a good human being.
That's true.
So real true. Quick.
That's very true.
Okay. This one is when you're truly happy to wake up every day. So I think that works into a lot of like purpose. And
that's just sheer fulfillment. I love that person.
When you're,
What was it again?
When you're truly happy to wake up every day. So that could be, who knows, is this person struggling with depression, anxiety? There are those things too, where it's like, I don't want to struggle with depression or anxiety anymore.
I think it's important
that we point out that there have been a lot of people in the world who are worth a ton of money and they've taken their own lives.
Exactly.
They're struggling with addiction. Like, money is not the cure all.
No.
Let's make that very, very clear. Like, life still happens, and you could be the richest person on the planet, and your mind can still get to you. So I love that person saying when you wake up and you feel complete in all areas of your life, that's a good feeling. And that is a feeling of I've made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question. You wake up tomorrow, no social media. Social media is gone. Money doesn't work. We're all in the same boat. Do you think this is like...
We're all in the same boat and everyone's on equal playing field?
We're all in the wild now.
Oh, the wild.
Building
Am
tent?
I having to hunt
well,
for my own food?
We're not in the same boat if it's like, yeah, we, you know, like we can't use money anymore, but like I still have my house and my you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but I'm in a little apartment.
We're in the wild. Oh, it's kind of like Triangle of Sadness. Did you guys ever see that movie? Oh, okay.
Why can't it be like everyone lives in the same house, the same kind of house?
Perfect.
Everyone gets, if Susan wants a steak for dinner, she can have a steak for dinner.
Yeah.
If Jim wants caviar, you can have caviar. And Susan, if you want caviar after, you can just have caviar after. We're all on equal playing field living a good life.
Yes. How are we? So imagine that. Are we still all going to find problems? Or are we, do you think a majority, more of us are going to be happy?
No.
I think we're all going to be.
Here's the thing.
I mean, you go first.
I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a lot of faults with the motherfuckers in the woods, though. I'm going to be like, this guy, I don't like him anymore.
In the woods? In the woods?
Or in the same house.
In the same house, sorry. I'm going to be looking across at my exact same house and going, that guy in there, I don't like him.
Like his energy.
Yeah. His energy.
It's just going to be different problems,
yeah,
I think.
Very different problems.
100% different.
You're waking up like this fucking guy, not my fucking bank account.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, know, it's interesting.
No, I think then...
Those are the problems that you'll find. Like,
we're human beings. Yeah. So we thrive off of finding an issue.
And guess what? Then when it's not with us, it's going to be something else. It's going to be, oh my God, is my kid happy? Is my mom happy? Is my dad happy? This person said, when you don't have to second guess your child's happiness. Do you feel that? Because I don't have a child.
Damn. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I have a toddler who's just thrilled... To like when I tell her, when I give her a vitamin, when she sees the Mary Ruth's vitamin thing come out and she thinks, because they taste good.
Yeah.
But kids are all about the name, you know? It's like, it's a vitamin. I don't like vitamins. But if I tell her it's candy, like she thinks she just hit the lottery, you know?
Twisting it.
Like, she wants a snack, and I bring her veggie straws, and she wasn't expecting them. Oh, it's a good
day. She's so cute.
You know?
Yes. So she's, yes, she's like,
I'm not there.
I feel like once they go into school and things like that, where you're not with them in the morning, and then they could be bullying or getting bullied at school, that's when you're like, all right, I really hope my kid is happy today.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, that would take me out. But... It's weird because when you think about, like, I've made it, you usually hear it when, like, someone's reached, like, the promotion that they wanted.
Yeah.
Or they entered the level of fame that they wanted. Like, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, already puts, like, the level of money into the equation. But my mom always said, you're only as happy as your most
last
unhappy child.
You're only as happy as your most unhappy child.
I've heard that.
So, like, if you have all the kids thriving and you've got one who's not, like, that's the level that you're at. And I don't know what Ocean's going to be like. Ocean seems very resilient. I watch her in dance class. And there are times where she tries to hug this little girl and she pushes her off. She doesn't want Ocean hugging her. And Ocean twirls still. You know, I'd want to take note from Ocean because I posted this video where she was spinning at dance class and then she ate shit.
I saw that.
Hard. Like rolled like a potato. And
right
I was such a bad mom. I felt like such a bad mom for laughing my ass off. And by the way, the rest of the class, it was raining, so it was just her that day. But I was watching the video over and over again. Laughing so hard. I can only imagine what the woman who was working the front desk thought of me cackling at this. But as I watched the video again, I'm like, wait, I didn't even give it a moment to watch my kid get back up and start spinning again. I mean, she was a little bit nervous. But I'm like, wow, you just taught me like this. Literally is when you fall, get back up again.
Yeah.
Like this, you are a 5-star kid. Like,
yes.
But again, she's Pisces and Pisces. So she knows who she is already. She ain't got nothing to figure out.
Yeah.
But we'll see with the next one. She's wild. She's but my wild. My kid's happy right now.
Yeah. The next one is not, I mean, we know what it might be, but it's not going to be a Pisces. We know that to be true.
We know that to be true. But I've already said we're either going to have a Leo or a Virgo.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, that's such a big, the thing is Ocean was supposed to be an Aries. And they induced me 3 weeks early, so she was a Pisces.
Yeah.
So I say that because I don't really know. They're clearly not going to let me go into Libra season.
Yes. Yes.
But early happens all the time.
Yeah. Okay, this person says, which we kind of touched on, when someone tells me if and how I've impacted their life. So that's when they know that they've made it. Do you feel that? Do you feel like you need, before you die, someone, or you already know, someone to tell you, like, this is how you've changed my life and for the better?
I think that's one of the reasons why I love what I do in the position that I'm in, is I get a lot of people, I'm sure there's a lot of people that send me hate mail. I don't ever see that shit, but mm-hmm. I get a lot of people who send emails to, like, you
mm-hmm.
or
DMs.
DMs to the podcast, or, like, my agent will send me really kind emails from people of how I've changed them, whether it's sobriety or taking on the role of a single mom, just having your life kind of go a different direction and choosing to handle it a certain way. And that always makes you feel amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can relate to this person saying, like, that's when they know they've made it, is they've made a positive impact on somebody.
Yeah. Because if that was your thing, you would have made it a million times over. Because a lot of sobriety people, which you know, but I mean, with the DMs and, like, Lala's changed my life, and yeah,
but back to, because I don't want everyone to think I'm this bitch who just, like, is money hungry. I am very money hungry, and I crave success in that form. And luckily, I get to do what I love while experiencing those successes, and I'm very goal-oriented mm-hmm. and nothing, you know, once we accomplish one thing, it's on to the next. But truly, I feel like I can talk this way because I have a tremendous amount of fulfillment now. And I always say that there are going to be dark days that loom for all of us. You know, I've had my dad die, and the only thing I want, and in that moment, it's like I've made it and will be so happy when I have processed this. And I feel like I can go on with my life. When my life kind of went in a different direction, it was like I literally would have been happy living. If someone said, I'll make all of this go away, here's your child, but I'm sorry, you have to live in a box, you guys will be healthy, I would have taken that.
Right.
I would have said, just make this go away. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So I think the reason I can talk and say I've made it in this way is because right now I'm feeling very happy in my life and fulfilled in many areas. So what do you fixate on? You're like, well, a lot of money would be very nice.
Right.
But when you're in the shit, you're like, I just want this to be over.
Right.
I don't need money. I don't need any of it. I just want this gone.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. If we were told today, knock on wood, there is something coming and human life will cease to exist in 24 hours. If we all made it through that, I think we would all have a different perspective of we've made it.
100%.
We've made mm-hmm. it.
It depends on where you are in your life, what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This person said, when my toddler girl grows up and considers me her best friend.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Oh, see, that makes me a little nervous, though, because I'm a bitch and I'm a daughter. And no matter if my mom treated me like a queen or like the worst person on earth, there were times in my life where I wouldn't have considered my best friend. So it makes me a little nervous when people put they're making it in someone else, because you can't really control. You can only control people to a certain extent, you know? And I'm a daughter. And if my mom was like, are you my best friend yet? At 16, I'd be like, no. Like, it'd be a little bitch.
Right. You have no control over that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
then and you go through phases. One moment they're your best friend. The next moment they've discovered friends and pot.
Yeah. The weed.
They've discovered the reefer. And you are not the best friend unless you're willing to smoke with them. Which I am not willing to do that.
You're not willing to smoke, even though weed is legal. All of it.
No, I'm sober.
Oh, duh. I was like, Lala, why not?
That would be considered a relapse for me.
Oh.
And I am not giving up my
five years.
5 years and some change.
Would you smoke weed with your child? Because we all knew the kids whose parents did it, right, guys?
Yeah. Like, I'd smoke with my kid.
Is there an age, though?
Yes, that's why I would do it. Like, I know, like, if I were to smoke with my kid, it would be doing it at the best point in his life.
Which is what? Would you say?
After graduation.
Oh!
18.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's nice.
I feel like 18 is a good, like, you can smoke at 18, but, like, I'm not, like, let's get through school. Then once you do that, if this is something, then, yeah, I would smoke. Obviously, I know that they're going to smoke before that. But I would smoke with my kids, and that's the point I would do it.
Okay.
I like that. My friends whose parents did it, they didn't really think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah. I think with Ocean, I'm going to have to break it down for her. Like, this is why mom doesn't drink. X, Y, and Z happened. I'm not saying that my experience will be yours. If you decide to go out and have a drink, I would really appreciate it if you would not get in the car with anybody or drive yourself home. Please just call me. I will not ask any fucking questions.
Pick you up.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important, too, because that allowed me to be safe. I called my mom so many times.
Yeah.
And you guys say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd call my mom. I mean, I was 16 even. Or even, I was leaving the house like in ninth grade, walking to friends' houses, and it would be like 3 a.m.
Drinking?
No. Just like,
I was
walking,
like, you're drinking in drinking. Ninth grade?
But no, like,
you're like this tall.
No, but like I could do whatever, like even if I didn't want to walk.
There
home,
were no rules.
There was no rules. I could call my mom at 3 and be like, hey, I'm 5 minutes away. Would you come get me?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
So there was just little things like that. But like even when I did get drunk, dad picked me up a couple of times from just
downtown.
How old
were you?
21, 22. Just like Ubers. Couldn't.
You're old enough.
Well, yeah.
You're old enough. Like,
yeah. Here's the thing. I never really drank. The first time I ever drank was 19 and then 21.
Yeah, I get it.
I drank,
anyway.
Yeah, I drank underage and my mom picked me up. Yelled at me, but she picked me up.
Let's read one more.
Okay, so I'm going to read this one. And then this one is just really good because it covers everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she said it. When I feel secure in my life, financially, physically, mentally, and in my relationships, she covered it. So I wanted to read that because that was great. But this one is interesting because we've talked about this. And we can end on this when she said, when I don't feel the need to tell everyone about it. Is when she feels she's made it, or he.
Tell everything about what?
When
tell everyone about what?
She said, when I don't feel the need to go, I've made it, everyone. Like, when I can just keep it to myself and carry on with life. Does that make sense?
Is she telling people she's made it now?
No, she's basically saying.
No, I get what she's saying. Yeah. It's like to the point where, like,
see that, like.
Yeah, you don't even have to say I made it. They look at you and they're like, damn, she made it.
Like, she doesn't want
to. Yeah.
You know those people out there who are like, big things coming, everyone.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, you guys have no idea what I just did. I killed it. It's like, okay, shut up.
Yeah.
Fun what enough. Are you talking about? It's like, you've made it when you just can. You do it. You don't, like, there are things happening behind the scenes where it's like, you don't have to sit there and be like, guys, you have no idea what's going to come next year.
It's not like you're walking up going, I've sent it to Daryl. That's so trashy. I'm on this. It's like, no, when you see you don't have to say it. You've made it. They know it.
Yeah.
So I get where she's coming
but
from.
But also, I don't like to count my chickens before they hatch.
Right.
So it's like, let's not talk about it because it could not even happen.
Right.
That's why we counted the chickens that hatch.
Exactly. True. Okay, I that makes sense now. I was like, is she screaming to everybody now that she's made it? She doesn't have to do that any longer.
Sick of it. I'm sick of screaming this.
I'm sick of telling everyone I've made it. That's funny.
I love it. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. I wish you all happy I've made it moments.
Bigger paychecks for all of us, yeah.
Inner peace.
Inner peace. Happiness, love, and health. I like to say I wish for health, wealth, and happiness. Mm-hmm. And my mom always goes, we are wealthy in the things that matter. And I'm like,
oh, shut the fuck up, bitch.
No, I love it.
Shut the fuck up. He doesn't say it exactly like that. Don't worry.
Close. But.
Anyway, I love you guys. Remember, the regular episode airs on Wednesday. I hope you enjoy that as well. The video of this episode is up on YouTube now. Make sure you follow us at Give Them La La Pod on the gram. I love you guys. Happy Monday. Oh, we got a full week ahead of us.
Full week. We sure do.
I hope you slay it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.